There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Happy to be joined by the recently launched payment app Zabuni and the company's chief commercial officer, Ashraf Attia. Good morning to you, Ashraf.
Good morning, Malcolm. How are you?
Thanks for joining us. Explain what the app does and how it works, please.
So Zabuni is an app that was built here in the UAE. We are a payment app for merchants. We allow merchants to complete a transaction over chat, normally WhatsApp or social media chat programs.
Just explain a little bit about that, because obviously, you know, anyone who is a retailer will have a point of sale machine and a point of payment machine at their checkout. What does yours do?
So that's actually a great analogy. We act as a point of sale on the mobile for any transactions that you want to finish over chat. So, for example, if you're a merchant and you're talking to one of your customers or potential customers over WhatsApp and you're deciding kind of, you know, what size, what color, what item, you build a basket for them, you send it to them over the chat, they click a button and they input their credit card and they close the sale right
but
there.
But it sounds very indistinct. If I order online, I know exactly what I can see a picture, pressed a color, I've pressed a quantity. But the way I understand your business, it's really for very small business, for influencers, people that don't have point of sale card machines. Is that correct?
That's actually where we started, Malcolm. The app itself was developed by my partner, and it was built for his wife when she wanted to open a hat business. She came to him one day and she said, I'm going to start selling hats, you know, sun hats for the beach and with logos on them and your names and whatever you want. And he said, hey, I'm a tech guy. I can build, you know, a cool e-commerce site for you. And she said, you know what, e-commerce, that's kind of lame. Nowadays, all I need to do is actually just take pictures of my stuff, put it up on Instagram, and that's my storefront. And then they can DM me, they can WhatsApp me, and I'll interact with them, and I'll close the sale that way. So we got to thinking, and he said, you know what, that's actually the behavior that a lot of commerce is going, rather than self-service e-commerce, where you would log into a website, kind of pick your stuff, check out, and wait for your stuff to arrive. Nowadays, people want to interact. They want to talk to someone. They have questions. You can have a very good visual, but there'll still be follow-ups. And on the back of that, we've built a way during that interaction for the merchant to actually close the sale
Because it's done through social media, there's no point of sale machine to run a card through, or the payment app is attached to social media.
Right. So it's a payment app that allows you to generate mobile payment links that you can share over social media.
How secure is it?
We work with Payfort. So if you've ever bought anything from Amazon or Souq, you've dealt
it's
with the same.
It's a PayPal equivalent, is it?
Payfort is a credit card processor. Yeah. Actually based right here, right across the street from you guys. It's an Amazon company, and they clear credit cards. And they clear credit cards for most of the region, and they do it for Amazon and Souq. So if you've dealt with them, it's the same place that you're
And how do you make money from the app?
We make money on credit card services. So we wrap our Payfort ID in software that allows you to create very simple payment links to share, and we take a small percentage above the credit card
processing. What sort of percentage?
It's 3.5% flat.
That's quite a big percentage, isn't it? You said a small percentage. I mean, everyone used to be up in arms when American Express used to take 3% from merchants and normal credit cards only took 2%. 3.5% is massive.
Well, it's 3.5% for the credit card and the software that comes around with it. And we are paying most of that to pay for it. So pay for it takes the same credit card rates that you would take to swipe a card.
But if I had my business there and I thought that you were going to be taking a chunk in between myself and Payfort or any other payment mechanism, why would I not deal directly with Payfort rather than through you?
So smaller merchants, one, might not be able to get the rate that we get. We aggregate a bunch of merchants and we're able to get a much more aggressive rate with the credit card processors. The second thing is there are a number of, let's say, regulations and time and stuff that it takes to get that ID from Payfort, which is not all that straightforward.
So, how many customers have you got now?
We have 20,000 downloads. So 20,000 merchants have downloaded the app. About 10% of those are active merchants, meaning
so 2,000 or so.
Yeah, they've done about 4 transactions in the last month.
So we're talking here about social commerce as opposed to e-commerce,
correct?
Aren't we?
Yes.
Is there any way that if I was one of these small merchants, I can totally see I could use it to sell stuff over Instagram. What if I was down at one of the markets here and I just had the app on my phone? Can I do it person to person through Facebook or WhatsApp or whatever it happens to be?
Yes, you can. And that's also another use case that we've had a lot of success with at your Ripes or your Arte markets. Is that a lot of times people don't want to go to the ATM machine or they don't have the cash to buy the thing there. So why let that limit your sale? It is a card not present system. It means online. However, if I'm in front of you, there's nothing stopping me from sending you that payment link on your mobile and you opening up and finishing the transaction right there.
I've done a similar thing. I sold a car in New Zealand once and I stood next to someone and we opened up payment links, but we did it from our banks. We went with the same bank, but we did it from bank to bank. Will you effectively have a major competitor in the banks once that kind of technology becomes ubiquitous here?
I don't think so. We actually aim to replace bank transfer. We're looking to have credit card as an option for exchanging money over bank transfers and wiring money. We think that credit card is more ubiquitous. We think it's more appropriate to the chat and to the social kind of era that we're in. And we found that customers themselves prefer it to earn points and to earn rewards and things like that.
I say that you launched recently, but your company spent 6 months being incubated at Facebook.
Correct.
When did you actually launch and what did the Facebook incubation entail?
So the company's been around for about 2 years.
Yeah.
We were at Facebook for the first 6 months of 2018. We were one of eight companies worldwide that were invited to spend time out in Menlo Park with them.
Was that under the FB Start program?
Exactly, absolutely. Yeah. FB Start is there.
And what do they actually do for you?
So they help us to understand how we can create a product market fit. We had this kind of Swiss Army knife product that did 15 different things for these small merchants. If you go back to our origin story, we were helping out a small merchant who wanted to sell on Instagram. That merchant needed warehousing, they needed delivery, they needed logistics. And they needed payments. What Facebook helped us determine was that we should focus on one thing and do it very, very well. And that's where we chose payments and kind of turned it into a fintech play.
Well, good luck. It's obviously the start of a sort of big curve. So good luck with your expansion. Ashraf Attia, Chief Commercial Officer at Zabuni. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcast at DubaiEye1038.com.